弟兄姐妹早安，很高兴能够在你们当中。
I look forward to the day when the church can meet in person again.
我一直在期待有一天我们能够在教会一起真实的聚集崇拜。
Let me share a word about what's on the title slide here, the secret of contentment during a pandemic.
我今天要跟大家分享的是疫情期间知足的秘诀。
Okay, let's advance to the next slide.
让我来看下一页。
And let me just say first off that I recognize there are many occasions for discontentment these days.
我发现在这段日子有一些场合是会令人愤恨不满的。
So if the sermon is about contentment, I have to address discontentment.
所以我们今天要讲知足，我要先来讲让人不满的一些事情。
The picture of the sign in front of you just says, sorry, event canceled due to COVID-19 precautions.
在荧幕上我们看到一个告示，讲到说抱歉，由于新冠病毒的传播，活动取消了。
If we just think for a minute, all of us have probably experienced something like this in the last few months.
我们如果想一想，可能我们大家都经历了跟这个类似的一些事情，在过去这几个月当中。
I had scheduled a couple of summer school courses for myself this summer that all got canceled.
我本来已经预备了一些暑期的课，可是这个刚刚过的暑假完全被取消了。
And of course, that means income gets canceled.
那当然也意味着我的收入减少了。
I was also scheduled to speak at a couple of church retreats this summer.
本来在这个过去的暑假也有人安排我去一些教会的退休会当讲员。
And those retreats are somewhat vacations for me.
有一些退休会对我来讲其实是像度假一样。
So when those retreats got canceled, my vacations got canceled.
所以当这些退休会被取消了，我的度假时间也被取消了。
And these disappointments can often lead to a state of discontentment.
所以当我们对一些事情带着失望的时候，就容易引起我们一些愤恨不满的心。
Without raising your hand or anything, I'm just going to ask, is anyone else here experiencing discontentment these days?
你不用举手，不过我想要问你，我们当中是不是有人最近都常常经历到这些让人愤恨不满的事呢？
If you are, my hope is that this sermon is for you.
如果你有经历这一切，那我今天的信息就是对你说的。
Let's go on to the next slide, and I'll show you a very important verse.
让我们来看一段很重要的经文。
I will read it in English, and Fenlon will read it in Chinese. I'll start in Philippians chapter 4, and go from verse 11 to 13. I am not saying this because I am in need. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, I can do all this through him who gives me strength.
腓立比书四章十一节到十三节，我并非有缺乏。才这样说，因为我已经学会在任何处境中都能知足。我知道如何过贫穷的日子，也知道如何过富足的日子。我学到了秘诀，不论饱足或饥饿，丰裕或缺乏，在任何情况下都可以处之泰然。靠着那加给我力量的那位，我凡事都能做。
If you've never heard of this passage before, it's an important one to learn.
如果你过去从来没听过这段经文，你今天很重要的来学这段经文。
The key phrase that everyone wants to know about is the one that's in the boldface, the secret of being content.
这段经文的重点就是在讲到能够知足的秘诀。
Let's go to the next slide here.
让我来看下一页。
What is the secret of contentment?
那知足的秘诀是什么呢？
That picture of the man with the magnifying glass looking for something might suggest that something, if something's a secret, it is hard to find, it is hidden.
当我们看到这个图片，一个人拿着放大镜，想要看清楚一个东西，那就意味着这个知足是不容易来找到这个秘诀的。
That really is not what the Bible's point is.
但是这并不是圣经所要讲的。
As a matter of fact, the English translation "secret," there is no equivalent in the Greek, original Greek. Paul does not even use the word "secret."
啊，在圣经里面讲到秘诀这个字，其实在希伯来原文并没有跟这个秘诀同样的字眼。
Instead, the Apostle Paul used the word that pagan people would use to describe initiation into a secret society.
而保罗在这里所用到的一个字眼，其实是用到外邦的人，他们讲到一个要进入一个深入的秘密的地方的一个开始起点。
So he's not saying contentment is something that's hidden or invisible. He's just saying very few people find it.
所以保罗要说的并不是说这个知足的秘密是很难找到，是看不到的，而他要说的说是比较困难去找的。
My hope is that you will find it someday.
保罗说你有一天你会找到的。
And maybe today might help.
但今天或许我可以帮助你们。
We go on to the next slide, we'll see what some people have thought it to be. Some say the secret of contentment is reinterpreting circumstances by looking on the bright side.
这里有些人对这个知足的秘诀有一些想法，第一个就是对这个环境来看光明的一面。
How do you find contentment when circumstances are bad?
当整个环境都是很恶劣的时候，你怎么知足呢？
Some people just say, well, things could be worse. I feel better now.
有些人说事情可能会糟糕，更糟糕，所以我现在觉得还好。
So if I'm losing all my income this summer, you can put your arm around me and say, well, Dr. Chan, at least you're healthy.
如果我过去这一个暑假少了很多的收入，你可以对我说，陈教授，至少你还很健康。
I hope you feel better. It could be worse, you know.
我希望你能够感到好一点，因为情况可能会更糟。
That's an okay way of thinking of things, but I do not think that is what is meant by the secret of contentment.
我们这样子想其实是没有问题的，不过我不认为这是一个知足的秘诀。
Some people say, okay, as long as you're a Christian, you can always trust and pray that your circumstances will change.
有些人说，只要你是基督徒，你就可以信靠并且祷告，让这个环境被改变。
If you're discontent that your income is lower, just pray that your income will go higher.
如果你因着你的收入减少，你不满足，你可以祷告让你的收入可以增加。
Of course, that's a good thing, and of course, that might make you feel a little better, but that's not what's meant by the secret of contentment.
当然你可以这样做可能让你感觉好一些，不过这也不是知足的秘诀。
Lastly, some people say, well, just trust that your bad circumstance will result in a good outcome in the end.
最后也有人说，你要相信一个恶劣的环境最终可能会带出好的结果来。
There is actually some truth to this.
这句话事实上是有一些道理的。
There is a verse in Romans 8 that says that all things work for the good of those who love God.
在罗马书第八章里面有一节讲到说，万事都互相效力，要叫爱神的人得益处。
But I don't think this is what's meant by the secret of contentment.
但我也不认为这是知足的秘诀。
Let's go to the next slide and I'll see if I can explain what I think it is. Okay, the answer is some constancy in the midst of varying circumstances.
知足的秘诀其实是在于在一些变化的环境里面有一些恒常不变的事。
So Paul says, sometimes I'm hungry, sometimes I'm well fed, sometimes I have plenty, sometimes I'm in want. There's a variation in his circumstances.
所以保罗说，有时候我有缺乏，有时候我丰裕，有时候我有困难，有时候我知足。这个就讲到环境各样的变化。
The secret of contentment is finding some constancy, something that remains the same in the midst of the varying circumstances.
知足的秘诀就是在一个常常有变化的环境里面，你能够寻找到一些恒常不变的。
On the slide in front of you are two objects. The one on the left is a thermometer. The one on the right is a thermostat.
在荧幕上你会看到有两个东西，在左边呢，有一个是温度计，有一个是自动调温器。
This is actually a very famous illustration.
这实际上是一个很有名用来说明一些事 的做法。
Both have to do with the temperature in the room, but the one on the left varies, the one on the right stays the same.
这两样都跟室内的温度有关系，但是一样它是会改变的，另外一样它是可以保持不变的。
The one on the left, the thermometer reflects the circumstances, and the one on the right helps to control your circumstances.
在左边的温度计是来显明室内的温度或是各样的变化，在右边这个自动调温器确实能够控制那个温度。
In the same chapter as our passage today, there's a verse in Philippians 4:4 which says, Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
在同一章腓立比书第十章第十节里讲到，你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。
Paul wrote this during his first Roman imprisonment, so he's actually a prisoner when he writes this.
保罗写这句话的时候，他事实上是在罗马的监狱里。
And many people have concluded that his point is that your joy should not depend on your circumstances. Your joy actually remains constant in spite of your circumstances.
因此有些人做出一个结论说，我们的喜乐不是因着环境受影响，我们的喜乐是应该常常拥有的，不管环境如何。
The same applies to contentment.
同样的，我们可以把这个应用在知足上面。
In other words, your heart should not be like a thermometer, in which case you'll always fluctuate between contentment and discontentment.
也就是说，我们的心不应该像温度计一样，因着环境的影响，常常有不满或是满足。
Instead, your heart should be like a thermostat, which remains the same and actually helps affect your circumstances.
我们的心应该是像自动调温器一样来控制、来保持、来影响我们的环境，而不是受环境所影响。
Okay, so then what was the constancy in Paul's heart that kept him steady in the midst of his varying circumstances?
所以在保罗的心中到底是什么东西是这样恒常不变，能够帮助他来保持知足呢？
Let's go to the next slide and I'll tell you what I think it is.The constancy I see in Paul's life is this, the presence of the closeness of Jesus Christ.
在保罗生命里面这个恒常不变的事情就是耶稣基督亲密的同在。
Let me say that again, it's the presence of the closeness of Jesus Christ.
我再说一次，那就是耶稣基督他亲密的同在。
That's the secret of contentment.
这就是知足的秘诀。
Here's another passage that was written by the same person, the Apostle Paul, in 2 Timothy 4, verses 16 and 17. I'll read it in English and then Fenlon will read in Chinese. At my first defense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it.
保罗另外在提摩太后书四章十六节到十七节这样说，我第一次在法庭申辩的时候，没有人帮助我，众人都离弃了我，但愿他们不会因此而获罪。然而主站在我身旁，加给我力量，使我可以把福音清楚地传到外族人。主把我从狮子口里救了出来。
These words were written during Paul's second Roman imprisonment.
这些经文是在保罗第二次被关在罗马监狱时候写的。
They were written really towards the end of his earthly life.
这些经文事实上是在他生命最终的时候所写的。
He's referring to events that happen after the end of the book of Acts, so we're still guessing a little bit about what he's talking about.
他这里所提到的事件是在Acts 使徒行传，在使徒行传结束后所发生的事情。
Okay, but we believe that when he went to prison a second time, he was accused and arrested. And he's talking about how he had to defend himself, let's say, before a judge. And when he did that, he was abandoned. No one was around with him.
在使徒行传结束之后，所发生的事情就是他第二次被抓、被捕到罗马去。当他在法庭申诉的时候，没有人帮助他，所有的人都离弃他了。这个就是他当时的情景。
But verse 17 has always interested me. He says, "The Lord stood at my side and gave me strength."
我一直对十七节很好奇，这里讲到说，主站在我身旁。
So you see, on the one hand, physically speaking, he is all alone in this trial.
我们在这里看到说，在当时的实际情形，他是一个人孤单地面对这一切的试探、试炼。
It was probably a very lonely and depressing feeling.
对他可能是非常孤单，也是非常沮丧的。
But in the midst of that, he says, "The Lord Jesus Christ stood at my side."
但在这章中他自己又说，然而主站在我身旁。
I was curious about that phrase and I actually looked it up in the original, and the word that he uses refers to anybody else, any other person who's physically standing by somebody else.
我对这一节实在是很好奇，因此我去查看原文，我发现他所用的字眼，用的就好像有人真正的站在他旁边这样的字。
The Apostle Paul is saying it felt like Jesus was physically standing right by my side.
保罗在这里要说的就是主耶稣好像就是实实在在的就站在他的旁边。
Now, how is that possible?
这怎么可能呢？
I've spent a lot of time trying to think about that, and this is what I've come up with.
我花了很多时间想这个问题。
Like Jesus is invisible, you can't see him or touch him or feel him, but you can tell he's around by the things that he does.
我的结论就是，耶稣基督我们看不见，我们也摸不着，但是我们可以实际上真实感受到他的同在，借着他所做的事情。
We call that the manifest presence of Jesus.
我们讲说那就是耶稣基督同在的一个显明。
Sometimes if I'm in a worship service and we're praying for healing and someone actually feels pain go away or they feel better or their breathing clears up or something, you can't see Jesus around, but he's there because you see him through the manifestation of the healing.
我们有时候在一些祷告会里面，我们为某人的需要的医治祷告，然后我们发现那一些人，他们就感觉好了，他们身上的痛也除去，也不见了，他们或好像是可以吞，可以吃得更好。我们就跟真是感觉到耶稣基督的工作，耶稣基督在那当中。
The presence of the closeness of Jesus is exactly that. I think Jesus speaks, like he puts thoughts in our heads.That tell us that he's there, even though you don't see him or can feel him.
我想耶稣基督亲密的同在，就像我刚刚所说的这样子，好像耶稣把一个思念、意念放在我们的里面，让我们知道说他真的就与我们同在，他就在我们身旁。
Sometimes I minister to people who are somewhat depressed, and they'll say they have ideas of suicide.And in my mind, I am thinking, okay, when they say that they think about killing themselves, that is a demonic manifestation. An evil spirit is present, even though I can't see it, I know it's around because it's feeding that person this thought, this suicidal thought.
有时候我服侍一些有忧郁症的人，他们会跟我说他们有这种自杀的念头。当我听到这些话语，我就感觉到说他们的思想里面就好像有那恶者的灵在那里面来影响他们，控制他们，好像那个恶者就在他们的心里面一样。
In the same way, I can tell that Jesus is present because of a Christ-like thought.
同样的，我可以说耶稣基督与我们同在，因为我们的心里面有属于基督那样的思念。
In many moments in my life, sometimes the ideation or the thought that God loves me, or that Jesus died for me, or that I am not alone, testifies that Jesus is present.
很多时候在我生命里面，我常常会想到耶稣爱我，耶稣为我的罪而死，我不是孤单的，我就清清楚楚地感受到耶稣基督的同在。
So I think at Paul's defense, Jesus must have been putting into his mind the thought that you're not alone, and that what you're doing is right, and all the Gentiles will hear the gospel.
因此我相信在这里，保罗他就是感受到耶稣基督对他所说的话，告诉他说他不孤单，他所做的都是对的，他所做的要使许多外邦的人都能够听见福音。And
that the presence of those thoughts in my mind is that that's what Paul was saying, tells him that Jesus is standing by his side.
而这些在保罗的思念里面的这些想法， 就证明了保罗所说的，他感受到主站在他的身旁。
Can I ask, have you had moments where thoughts from Jesus are coming to your head and you feel the presence of Jesus or the closeness of the presence of Jesus so much so that you feel like he's standing at your side?
我想要问大家，是不是有这样子的一个经历，就是你有这样一个从主而来的思念念头在你里面，而这个念头让你感受到好像主就亲自站在你的身旁一样。
If you've had that or are used to this, I would say that you also know the secret of contentment.
如果你曾经有这样子的经验，我就可以说你已经找到了知足的秘诀了。
If you have that in your life, that is a constancy in the midst of varying circumstances.
如果你有这样的经历，那表示在你的生命里面，在一个充满变化的环境里，你已经找到那个恒常不变的了。Let
me go to the next slide and I'll see if I can talk through some analogies to this.
我接下来要讲到一些比喻。Okay,
everyone see what that is?
大家可以看到这是什么吗？
Do we have any chess players in our midst?
我们当中有没有人是玩象棋的呢？
Okay, I'll let you in on a secret about me. I actually like to play chess a lot.
我很喜欢 下国际象棋。
I'm not that good, but I used to play like competitively in tournaments and on teams.
我并不是 下得很好，但是我是过去常常在一些比赛当中，还有一些象棋队里面下棋的。There's
actually a United States Chess Federation that gives you a rating, and it's a numerical score that says how good you are.
你可以在这个象棋协会里面去看看自己，有一些资料输进去，你可以知道自己下得多好，它可以给你一些分数的。
My rating was always around 1400.
我的分数都是在400分左右。
But I will tell you about some friends of mine who are like 1600 and above, much, much better than me.
我的分数应该是1400分，但是我很多朋友他们的分数都是在1600分以上。
These are friends who, win or lose, are just happy to be near the game.
这些朋友呢，其实 他们不管输或是赢，他们只要能够下棋，他们都很开心。
If you're playing me chess and you're beating me, there is something in the game of chess where a player can resign. They actually can quit and say, you win, I don't want to play anymore.
如果你跟我下棋，那你就是要赢的样子，我事实上我就可以说我不下了，因为我知道我会输了。
The signal for resigning is actually you take the king piece, which is on the far right there, and you just tip it over on its side, and everybody knows that you've resigned.
如果你想要停止放弃这盘棋，你就把这个王棋这个子拿在旁边，人家就知道说你要放弃这盘局了。
I actually like that. It's much less humiliating than actually saying, hey, I resigned.
我其实很喜欢这样做，因为这样的话好像比我自己直接讲说我放弃了还好一些。
I have resigned in many, many games.
我事实上在很多下棋的棋局里面常常都是还没有输之前我就先弃局了。
And usually when I resign, I tip over my king and I reach out my hand and I say thank you for the game. And after we shake hands, I go home.
当我想要弃这盘棋的时候，我就把这个王棋放到旁边去，然后我就跟我的对手握握手，说谢谢你这盘棋我们玩得很好。
As I met very, very good players, I was very surprised to see what they do at the end of the game.
当我遇到很多很好的对手的时候，我都对他们的棋艺很惊讶。
In college, I knew this one fella, his name was Serge, and I did that. He beat me really badly. I resigned, tipped over my king, stretched out my hand, but he wouldn't shake my hand.
我在大学时候碰到这样一个对手叫 Serge, 然后我跟他下棋，然后在后面还没结束前，我就把这个王棋摆在一边弃这盘棋，然后我要跟他握手的时候，他并不跟我握手。
Instead of shaking my hand and leaving, he still sat at his chair and he just reassembled the board to the beginning positions.
他不跟我握手，他还坐在他的位置上，然后把棋重新摆好，就像刚开始要下的样子。
And then move by move, he reconstructed the game and discussed it with me.
然后呢，他一棋一棋的重新走，然后一边走一边来向我解释。
He had the whole game memorized in his head.
他把我们刚刚下过的整盘棋的过程都记住在他脑子里了。
And so as he went through move by move, he discussed what his thoughts were in the course of the game.
当他一棋一棋的走的时候，他讲解给我听，在他脑子里面他是怎么样来设布局，怎么样走他的棋。
He would say, okay, I made this move here, but for a long time, I thought about this other move.
他会跟我说，我现在是走这个棋，但是其实我脑子一直在想，我想要走的是另外一个棋。
He'd also say, you made this move here, but for a while, I thought you were going to do this other move.
然后他跟我说，你刚刚是这样子走，但是我以为其实你会用另外一只棋子走的。
So he's giving his running commentary on the game, and basically explaining why he won and why I lost.
所以呢，他好像把整个棋再走一次，让我知道说为什么他可以赢，为什么我会输。
But he was never prideful or gloating. He was just analyzing the game with me because he loved the game.
而他在整个过程并不是用很自负或高傲的口气来跟我讲。他只是要让我知道是怎么样赢棋，怎么输棋的。
Well, after he finished, or after he reconstructed the game up to the point where I quit or resigned, that's when he put out his hand and offered to shake my hand, and now it was time to go home.
而在他重新讲解整盘棋给我听之后呢，他就跟我握握手说，现在我们可以回家了。
I thought this was very strange at first. I wasn't used to someone after I resigned.Sticking around.
我一开始是觉得很奇怪，因为我从来没有碰过说跟人家下棋，我已经弃棋了，弃这盘局之后，他还留在那边。
I soon discovered there are many people like Serge out there.
我后来发现有很多人他们喜欢这样做的。
All these guys were over 1600 or higher. I mean, like they were very, very good players, and they would all end their games that way.
这些人呢，他们棋艺都是很高的，分数都是在1600以上的，他们都喜欢在下棋结束之后做这样子一个重复的走一遍的事情。
And at first I was very confused by this, but then after talking to Serge, I understood more.
一开始我觉得很困惑，可是当我听他们谈越多的时候呢，我就越清楚了。
Serge would tell me how much he loved playing chess.
这样的人会告诉我说他们是多么喜爱象棋。
He would say that he thought a chess game was like a work of art.
他们会说他们觉得象棋就像艺术一样。
he would describe games that he studied and say, you see that move? That's a thing of beauty.
他会来讲解他自己研究所 的下棋的方法，然后他就说这个就是这一个象棋的美。
He would say they should frame that move, hang it on the wall and put it in a museum. It's so beautiful.
当他们下了一个棋子觉得下得很棒的时候，他们会说我真想把这个棋子就把它标起来放在博物馆里面，因为实在是太棒的一棋了。
After a while, I began to understand that for Serge and other people like him,the point of the game was not necessarily to win or to lose.
经过跟这些人接触之后，我就发现，这些喜爱下棋的人，最重要的并不是输或赢。
They were just happy to be near the game, to discuss it and to enjoy its beauty.
他们只要能够下棋，只要能够来研究，来谈论这个，那个就是他们觉得美的地方了。
I think there's a lesson in life from that.
我想在这个当中有我们生命里面可以学到的一些功课。
You see, my friend Serge is content whether he wins or loses, he still gets to discuss the game with you.
你可以看到我刚提到那个朋友，他不管是输或是赢，他都是知足的，因为他只要能够跟你讨论象棋的事，他就是很开心。
And that's a nice state to be in, to not really care that much if you win or lose.
这是一个很美好的事情，就是你并不是在意输或赢。
So if things get canceled, it's easy to say, oh, I lose. Or if I lose my income, that's losing. If I gain more income, that's winning. It's easy to get caught up into thinking that I need to win at life and not lose at life.
所以当有一些事情被取消以后，你会发现你好像少了东西。失去了一些东西，或是你输了。
The secret of contentment is that whether I win or whether I lose at life, it doesn't matter. The thing that matters is that I have the Lord Jesus to be with me on this journey.
而知足的秘诀就是在于你在生命里面不去在乎输或是赢，得到了或是失去了。最重要的是你知道你的生命里面有耶稣基督的同在。
As long as he's there, the game of life is a thing of beauty.
只要耶稣基督在那里，你的生命这一个好像 一局棋的生命里面就有美的事情在里面。
Okay, I'm going to try another analogy because I don't know if you understand this one about chess.
我并不知道你是不是了解我讲这个下棋的比喻，因此要讲另外一个比喻。
Okay, slide here. This might be a little easier to understand.
这个比喻可能比较容易理解。
Okay, that's me.
这是我。
The woman in the picture is my wife, Pauline.
另外照片里面的这个新娘是我的太太 Pauline.
And that was 22 years ago on our wedding day.
这是22年前我们新结婚的那一天的照片。
Okay, I'll let you know another secret about myself. On my wedding, or at my wedding, I actually wrote a poem.
在我结婚的那一天，我要让你知道一个秘密。那天我事实上穿着一件波罗衬衫。
It's a poem to my wife.It was a poem to my wife, to Pauline.
一首诗。
我写了一首诗，是对我太太所写的诗。
Okay, I don't remember the poem.
我并不记得这诗里面写什么了。
It was in the wedding bulletin, but I can remember the point of the poem, what the gist of the poem was.
我并没有办法记完全记住这个诗的内容，但是这个诗当天是印在节目单上的，我大概记得大意。
It basically said, I don't know how our lives are going to turn out. There may be some good times and there may be some bad times. But no matter what, we still have the Lord and we have each other, so we will be happy.
基本大意就是我不知道我们生命将来，我们的生活会面对什么困难问题。但是我知道我们的生命里面有耶稣基督，也有彼此。
It actually was much prettier than what I just said, but that was the point of what I said.
我当时那首诗当然写的比我现在所说的更美，不过我要让大家知道是我所写的内容。
It was a promise to Pauline that if we get sick or if we become poor, we'll still be happy because we have this constant thing of the Lord and each other.
这是对我的太太的一个应许，就是不管我们是贫穷或富足，只要我们有彼此，我们的婚姻里面就会有幸福。
Okay, now, to those of you who are happily married, I'm going to say you probably understand that a little bit.
如果我们当中的婚姻都是很美满的，你大概可以明白我所说的意思。
The journey of life has many ups and downs, but all that matters is that there's someone along with you on that journey that matters to you.
我们的生命里总是有起起伏伏的事情，但是最重要是我们生命里有一个人是与你同行。
And as long as that person is a constant in your life, you know the secret of contentment.
只要那个人是恒常的在你的身边，你就能够找到一个知足的秘诀。
And I think that's all that Paul really means when he says in Philippians 4, I have learned the secret of contentment.
我想这就是保罗在腓立比书四章所说的，我得到了知足的秘诀。
He implies that it's a small percentage of people that actually learn this, but I'm trying to tell you that you can learn this. You can be part of that small percentage.
他这里好像暗示的是有少数的人是找到这样的秘诀，而今天我要告诉你的就是你也可以找到这样的秘诀。
Let's go to the last slide and we'll try to wrap up here.
让我们来看最后一章投影。
Okay, so here's my word to you. Please sensitize yourself to the constant close presence of Jesus. That is your thermostat in the midst of changing temperatures, and you will learn the secret of contentment.
所以这就是我今天想要对大家说的，让我们对耶稣基督他亲密恒常亲密同在能够有感觉到敏感，这个就是我们在许多变化的环境当中的一个自动调温器，而我们就能够因此而学到知足的秘诀。
My hunch is that this pandemic will not end real soon. It could be a few more months before we come out of this. So there's plenty of opportunity for discontentment in the months ahead.
我自己相信这个疫情不会在短期间结束的，可能还会有好几个月。而我们在这几个月当中会有很多机会经历一些不满的事情。
This then is the time to practice the constant close presence of Jesus.
而这也是我们能够来操练经历耶稣基督亲密同在的这样一个机会。
Thank you. Let's pray real quickly.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, I pray for anyone here that might be struggling with discontentment.
亲爱的主，我为我们当中有一些人可能正在为一些不满的事情而挣扎的时候，
Would you make your presence very clearly known to them?
愿你清清楚楚地让他们能够经历到你自己的同在。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。